This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
Appetizing young, young love for sale.
Aretha Franklin there, Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Love for Sale. Cole Porter from the New York in 1930. Nina Ferrer will be performing her Aretha Franklin tribute show very shortly in a couple of weeks' time in loving memory of Aretha at the Jazz Lab. To find out more about that, a very warm welcome to Nina Ferrer.
Hello, David. How are you?
Very well indeed. Thank you, Nina. You've had a busy day today, I believe. You've been performing.
I have. Yes, I have. I did two shows at the Arts Centre today. Singing songs from another one of my favourite things of all time, Ella Fitzgerald. So I seem to be moving my way through all of them at the moment.
Well, that's good to be able to do that and to be able to enjoy all this great music.
Oh, it's great. Look, you know, especially I think Aretha and Ella Fitzgerald particularly are two of the singers who had the most influence on who I've become as a singer. You know, they were my singing teachers before I had singing teachers.
Yes.
So, you know, it was Ella Fitzgerald and Aretha. They were similar in so many ways in terms of their vocal stylings. And then obviously Aretha had her direction and Ella was such a stalwart of the jazz vocal community. But both of their voices, for me, had such... There was such similarity in the sound and their delivery that, for me, they're the two of the highest, you know, the two of the most important people that I can think of in terms of my own singing career and education.
They both had great stage presence and great command of the stage, didn't they?
They really did, and they were both incredibly musical in the way that they sang. You know, I think people tend to separate singers and musicians with those terms. You know, a singer is a singer and then a musician is a musician. However, you know, there are some singers that definitely are in the musician camp. They're able to create, improvise and create sound and music that is like an instrument, and they're both really great at that.
When they do that, it just gives you a whole different perspective on music, really.
Oh, absolutely.
All of a sudden you've gone from what you assume is a voice that's going to verbalise things into words to this sound. I attended Josh Kelly's Displacement last night as part of the Melbourne International Jazz Festival, and Mary Rapp, the cellist, got to vocalise some singing notes during the process, and it was just amazing that someone opening their mouth and singing a note fits in so nicely, and it's so different to singing words.
Absolutely. Mm. You can use the voice in so many different ways to create texture and a different colour, a different timbre to what would already be there. So rather than using a traditional instrument for something, you know, to be able to manipulate the voice and manipulate that sound and get a different result, it can be quite amazing. I think, you know, I've always loved hearing groups, vocal groups, who are able to do that, who really go to town on the way that the human voice can change and the kind of sounds that they can create. Great fun.
Yeah, the idea of North is one example from up in Sydney. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you're talking here about tribute shows to Ella, tribute show to Aretha. Why do a tribute show? What's important in a tribute show from both the perspective of you as a performer, but also the audience?
I think for the audience, it's about their connection to that artist. For me, it's all about who that artist was for me as a musician. Looking at it from a purely technical perspective, or a musical perspective, and for an audience member, I think. And I can come from that place too, but it's more of an emotional connection. It's like, what does that singer represent for them? Do the songs bring up memories for them? What kind of reaction do they have? And a lot of us had that. When Aretha first passed away, we did a show not long after, and we just called everybody in to say, let's all get together and celebrate this person, because she was just one in a billion. She was such an incredible artist and had such far-reaching ties to people. Everyone had a different connection to her music for whatever reason. But we just felt like we wanted to come together and celebrate all of that, regardless of what it exactly was. It didn't matter what it was. We just wanted to get together and celebrate the music, celebrate her voice, celebrate the impact that she had had, because her voice for me is one of the most incredible and still makes me cry. There are songs I'll put on and I just lose it. I can't cope with the incredibleness of it all. So for that, from that perspective, I think for me, it's not about me trying to be Aretha or even sing like her completely, because honestly, she's a freak of nature. She's a little bit of an alien when it comes to the vocal ability.
Yes.
There's not a lot of people who can do it like that, really. And so I do the best that I can with the love that I have for her, because there's a lot of jazz in her sound. There's a lot of jazz in her voice. And I bring that part of it as well. And just the love that I have for her. The music changed my life. I will never forget the first time that I heard Aretha. So for me, it's about my experience. I could stand up there and give you all the statistics and the specs, but you know what? Go to Google. You can Google all that.
Go to
Wikipedia.
Indeed.
Yeah, I don't need to tell you that. My story is Aretha through my eyes and through my heart and through my soul, and what she meant to me and why these songs are so important and why Aretha was so important to me. I think by doing that, other people can it's giving them permission to feel the way that they wanted to feel. Yeah.
To quote a classic Aussie movie, it's the vibe, isn't it?
It's the vibe.
That you get one way towards Aretha, I'll get a different way towards Aretha, and then the person sitting next to me will get a different way again. But what you're enabling is for all of us sitting there in the audience to feel the vibe of Aretha Franklin and the music that we remember, and where we were when we heard things, perhaps.
Yeah. Mm. So, you know, collectively, you're all going on an individual journey. So we're all together having this, collective experience, yet each individual person is on their own trip, literally.
Yeah, exactly.
They think about it, all of their memories, they're not like anybody else, but we're all sitting with each other knowingly, looking around and feeling, like you say, the vibe, and understanding that it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, where you've come from, what your life's all about. It's the beautiful thing about music, whether it be Aretha or anybody, that we have that experience as a collective and as individuals within that collective.
Now, you're performing your Aretha tribute show on June the 14th, which is Friday, June the 14th. Music starts at 9, doors open at 8. You're at the Jazz Lab. What a beautiful room that is.
Yeah, it's great. I did a Prince thing, a little show down there a while ago. We had such a great time. It's a really fantastic room. Yeah, so we're just going to rock out, you know, come on down. There'll be room to dance. We're just going to have, like I said,
lots of fun.
It's a celebration.
Who have you got performing with you?
Ooh, I've got some amazing musicians. I have Darren Frugia on drum.
Fantastic.
Phil Bonotto on percussion.
Excellent.
Chris Paraha on electric bass.
Yep.
Gillian Gregory on electric guitar. Vashti Savell on keys.
Oh, marvellous.
Janine Maunder on backing vocals. Hayden Meggett on backing vocals. And there's a horn player, I think.
Still to be finalised.
I'm sure I've missed someone, but you know.
Well, it sounds like you've got a nice-sized group there to have lots of fun, lots of impact from the musical perspective, and, of course, being able to have the impact just from the songs that you'll be singing that night.
Absolutely. I can't wait. It's always a hoot, and it just sounds great. Everyone loves it. So we're just really looking forward to bringing that to everybody.
Thank you so much for your time tonight, Nina. Appreciate that. Let's hope that you have a packed out room on that night so that everyone can enjoy and remember Aretha in the way that they wish to remember.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me.
And we're going to have a listen to some Aretha with Muddy Water from her Yeah album here on Joy 94.9. Thank you so much, Nina.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.